we're continuing our shiurim in Mikvaos, and we've spoken a little bit about the machine's broken, so there. We're speaking a little bit about the different kinds of mikvaos and the mikvah and the ma'ayan and ma'im chayim. We spoke a little bit about who needs a mikvah. And one of the things we pointed out in the past is that there are certain differences between a mikvah and a ma'ayan. The Mishnayos in the first parak of Masechet Mikvaos clarify this. And one of those differences we pointed out is that when it comes to a mikvah, it has to be 40 sa'ah, has to be a certain size. But when it comes to a ma'ayan, when it comes to a spring, so it looks in the Mishnah at least, discussion to be shown him how true this really is, but maybe even a kol shehu, a small spring is good enough. As long as you can be tovel in it. Whatever you want to be tovel, that'd be good enough. There is a second nafka mina between a mikvah and a ma'ayan. And this is the major topic of tonight's shir, which is that a ma'ayan can have, we'll learn more about ma'ayan in future weeks, mayim which is zochlin. It can have mayim, or maybe it's primarily or only good, when it has mayim which is moving. It's a spring, the mayim is moving. However, the din is that a mikvah has to be eshborin. Aleph, shin, beis, vav, reish, yud, nun. A mikvah has to be water that is set in a particular place. It can't be water which is moving. And if you have a mikvah with mayim, which is zochlin, if you have a mikvah with mayim, which is moving, it's mayim which is a certain, like, you know, there's a hole in the mikvah, and there are certain things that are moving, and water's leaving the mikvah. So even though it's mikvah water, and it should be good, and even though l'chora it has 40 sa'ah, l'chora, it's still going to be a pasul mikvah because the water is moving out. And the din is that mikvah water has to be static. Now, just to clarify, it is pasha that if you go into a mikvah and there's a guy who went to the mikvah and the water is like, you know, moving a little bit in the mikvah, that's not a problem of zochlin. Zochlin is when it moves maybe like outside of the mikvah, when it moves outside of that location, certain kinds of things we'll speak about this in future weeks about being tovel in waves in an ocean, but more or less it means not just like a little bit of movement in the mikvah. That, you know, guys in tovel in the mikvah, there's a little bit of water and things like that. That's not considered to be zochlin. Zochlin's like when you have like a hole in the mikvah or something, and the water is really sort of like moving out. There's some serious movement that's taking place. Now, this psul of zochlin, a couple of things by way of introduction. This psul of zochlin is found in the Toras Kohanim. The Toras Kohanim, the Medrash tells us that Medrash Halacha, that the difference between a ma'ayan and a mikvah, so a ma'ayan, bekolshu, a mikvah, arba im sa'ah, and that a mikvah, eshborin, a mikvah has to be, it can be static, it has to be static in a mikvah, but a ma'ayan zochlin. This halachic requirement that a mikvah has to be static, has to be eshborin, and it can't be zochlin, so is that a doraisa requirement or a durabanan requirement? A doraisa requirement that the mikvah water has to be static, or is that a durabanan requirement? So the Beis Yosef points out in Yeridaya and Siman Reish Aleph that in the Maharik it seems like it's doraisa, in the Trumos Hadeshan it seems like it's doraisa, but the Beis Yosef writes that if you look in the Mordechai thinks the psul of zochlin is only a psul midurabanan, but min haTorah a mikvah with water which is moving at a certain kind of pace is still going to be kosher. It's only a psul dirabanan. So says the Beis Yosef in the name of the Mordechai. The Rama in the Darchei Moshe says, what are you talking about? Everyone agrees the psul of zochlin is a psul d'oraisa. Everyone agrees it's a psul d'oraisa. The Pnei Yoshua and the Chatzim Sofer thing, maybe it's really a psul dirabanan. But the pashtus is, we assume zochlin is a psul d'oraisa. It's a psul d'oraisa. Darchei Tshuva there writes this. The Chazanish, the Achronim quote, even says, zochlin's a psul d'oraisa. And if you ever have a shaila about a kashrus of a mikvah and a question about zochlin, we'll clarify one such shaila a bit later. You're not sure, is the water moving or the like? You can't even use as a snif lahakel, well, maybe it's only d'rabbanan. Says the Chazanish, it is pashut, the psul of zochlin is a psul d'oraisa. It's a psul d'oraisa. Okay. Why is it considered to be pasul? Why is it considered to be pasul? What's the problem with a mikvah that has water that's moving? What's the problem with a mikvah that has water that's moving? Who cares? Why is zochlin such a problem? Why is it medrash and Toras Kohanim? Parsha Shmini, Parsha Tes, Yud, Gimel. Why does it say that it's considered to be pasul? What's going on here? So there are, I would say, two and a half pshatim. Two and a half mehalchim. The first mahalach, I think there's a slight difference, two versions or two ways of saying it, but it's pretty much the same interpretation. How come a mikvah has to have the water be static and the water can't be moving? A mayan, by the Arizal's mikvah, which is a mayan, so you'll see the water is moving all the time. The mayan is zochlin, this water spring moving water, but what about the mikvah? Why is it necessary? So a variety of Rishonim comment. The Tosfos Rosh in Mesech HaShabbos and Daf Samech Hey. The Mordechai may hold like this also, which is that the word mikvah connotes, let me see if I can find it here in the Tosfos Rosh, is kavu v'kaimi. The word mikvah is, it means static. It means it's static. That's what a mikvah is. So if it's moving, that's a problem. So it's part of the definition of the word mikvah. Rashi in Mesechta Shabbos on Daf Kuftes says it a little bit differently. It's not that it's like the definition, the meaning of the word mikvah is like kavu v'kaimi. It's like set and established and not moving back and forth. But rather, says Rashi, it's that she'ein zed darko, a ma'ayan is darko shel ma'ayan ko atman zochlen hein, and a mikvah, darko shel mikvah, is the water is static. It's about the normal way things are often done. Mikvah, in general, is static, and you have to do the normal thing. Ma'ayan, in general, moves, it's zochlen, so that has to move. Within both mahalchim lechora, when you have a mikvah with mayim that is zochlen, you have a serious problem. You have a serious problem. Within the first mahalach, it's not really, it's missing, it's haloshe mikvah. It's not even a mikvah. It's not like a mikvah which is problematic. It isn't even a mikvah, because a mikvah means water which is kavu v'kaimi, water which is static in a particular location. And this is not even that. That's what lechora emerges from it. Okay? For the darko problem also, lechora is something similar. But there is another mahalach. The other mahalach is very famously associated with the Bir Hagra. The Gra has it in Shulchan Aruch. The Gra points out it comes from a tshuva of the Rivash. I think some of the Achronim point out that Rashi Masech Shabbos, may have a day like this also. It's something else. Based on the different halacha mikvahs. But the problem is like this. Mikvah has to have 40 sa'ah. It has to have 40 sa'ah. Says the Rivash. Says the Bir Hagra. A mikvah which has water which is moving, so when the water moves, there's no tziruf. It doesn't add up to be part of a shear. To be 40 sa'ah, to combine into water which is 40 sa'ah, so when it's all static and in one location, so then we can like count the water and determine it and treat it as if it has 40 sa'ah. But when water is just like flowing down a mountain, even if technically it has 40 sa'ah, we don't view that as having chibur. We don't view that as having enough of a connection, enough of a tzira, up to 40 sa'ah, so says the Rivash. Meaning, it's not that it's not a mikvah in the fundamentally the same way. It's not that the mayim is per se problematic. It's that it doesn't have the shear of 40 sa'ah. It's a chisaron in the chaloshem shear. It doesn't have the 40 sa'ah. It doesn't have the chisaron in the shear of a mikvah. It's missing its 40 sa'ah. If I asked you, how come a ma'ayan can have zochlin? So why can a spring have zochlin? So for the first mahalach, because only for a mikvah, kavua v'kaima, only a mikvah has to be set. It's part of the name of the word mikvah. A ma'ayan is a different name. Ma'ayan's allowed to flow. Or it generally flows. What about for the bir hagra? The problem with zochlin is it doesn't add up to a shear of 40 sa'ah. But what about a ma'ayan? Why is a ma'ayan kosher? Because ma'ayan doesn't have 40 sa'ah. Ma'ayan, even a kol shu is okay. So as long as there's a kol shu, you're fine. So that's why a mikvah as opposed to a ma'ayan. Next week, maybe, we'll speak about, can a ma'ayan be static? A mikvah has to be static. A ma'ayan, zochlin's okay. Is this bowen okay for a ma'ayan? That'll be the next week. But that's why a ma'ayan's different. There are two machloksim in the Rishonim that we're going to speak about. Both of these really matter potentially halacha l'maisa. Sometimes you have a mikvah that is constructed, and it looks like the water is pretty much static. But maybe there's like, we'll think a little bit more as we go forward about sometimes when these holes are important. But sometimes there's like a crack in the mikveh or something, and the water maybe is moving in the mikveh. And there's some shilas that come up when it comes to zochlin in the mikveh, two machlokas in Rishonim that matter. The first machlokas in Rishonim is the following. What would be the din? What would be the din if you have a mikveh that's a kosher mikveh with our ba'im sa'a there? But, and that 40 sa'a is static. It's a large mikveh. But on top, some of the water on top is zochlin. There's a hole on top or a crack on top, and the water there is zochlin, but there's 40 sa'a of water underneath. The Rush has two dayas about this. In the Mishnah, in the fifth parak in Maseches Mikvaos, the Rush, I believe, in Hilchos Mikvaos, and Simon Yud Aleph talks about this. End of the day, this is a machlokas between the Rush and the Rashba. The Rashba maintains that it would be pasul. The Rush understands in the mikvah that there be no psul of zochlin. As long as you have 40 sa'a on the bottom, you're entirely good to go. So what's behind this machlokas? Why would it or would it not be considered to be a problem? So some connect it to this machlokas. The Gra does a bit himself. Rav Michal Feinstein, his Shiurim Sex Mikvos, has a nice discussion where he sits at this lamdas. Rav Aaron Cutler, Mr. Rabbi Aaron, in the Tshuvas, in the first Chelak, also talks about this a bit. And many suggest, more or less, the following kind of a distinction. We'll say it the way Michal Feinstein has it, as do others. It's like this. If I hold, like the Gra, that the only problem with Zochlin is it's not mitzdarif to a shear, the water itself is really good water, but it can't combine to a shear. So lemaisa, I do have 40 sa'a at the bottom, which I would point out means at minimum to be tovel on the 40 sa'a on the bottom should for sure be okay. Rav Michal Feinstein suggests we have to learn more about mikvahs, but maybe even you could be tovel in the upper waters. That requires to know a little bit more about mikvah and the tzirif of it. But he says, especially if on some level, a detail here is going to be missing, but especially if for the gruff, the water is really good water. The only problem is that it can't take 40 sa'a. But maybe if it's on top of 40 sa'a, that makes things a little bit easier. But for the gra, lechora, you could be tovel at minimum in the bottom part of such a mikvah. However, if I understand that the problem in the mikvah is that it has to be stagnant, it has to be collected in one place, and ain darko shel mikvah to be zochlin, it's not the regular way of a mikvah to be moving, that's not how it works. So if that's how you view it, so then you could probably hear either tzad. We'll say out how you could hear either tzad. On the one hand, you could say, it totally postles it. A mikvah has to be static. Tachlis, this is connected to the mikvah. It's viewed as one entity with the mikvah. Because the mice of the water is all together. And therefore, it should postle it. That's one way of looking at it. You could argue a little bit differently. How could you argue a little differently? Just put it in brackets. Put it in brackets. If you get it, great. Not to worry about it. So we're going to find it. Maybe you can tie it as follows. It's not that the mayim that moves postles a mikvah. It's not that it postles a mikvah. But rather, mayim that moves is unable to create a kosher mikvah. Doesn't postle it. It's not that water that moves ruins the mikvah. It's that water that moves can't create a mikvah. Therefore, so maybe it'd actually be okay even for that daya. Because even though it is lemaisa, it's moving, it just can't create a mikvah. But you already have a mikvah created because the bottom 40 sa'a are stagnant. The body for him, so you already have a mikvah. And it's not going to ruin the mikvah. So at minimum, you could be tovel in the bottom 40. Being tovel on top, so that may be a shaila. But that's the first kind of a nafkamina. Which means we have the following. There is a din. Let's chaz what we've seen thus far. There is a din. The din is zochlin. that a mikvah that moves is considered to be pasul. Considered to be pasul. Movement doesn't mean the guy next to you is being told when the mikvah moves, like moving, or that when you walk in the mikvah, you have to like freeze until it's not moving at all. It means like exiting the mikvah, different discussions versus how far it has to go. We'll speak about these things hopefully a different week. Is it a psul d'oraisa or a psul d'rabbanan? Pashtus, the Ma'arik, Chumash HaDeshen, Ramah, everyone holds. Chazanish, the Pashut, Darkei Tshuva, Pashut, a psul d'oraisa. Something only a psul, something only a psul d'rabbanan. What's the rationale behind the psul? According to the Mordechai, according to Tovas Rosh, according to Rashi, it's not called a mikvah. Mikvah water doesn't move. According to the Bir HaGra and the Rivash, it's that you're missing 40 sah because it doesn't combine together. One quick aura, the way of Lichtenstein, I believe, set it out. I believe the way of Lichtenstein said it was as follows. According to the Bir HaGra and the Rivash, so we said there are two differences between a mikvah and a ma'ayan. Mikvah requires 40 sah, ma'ayan requires even kolshu. Mikvah can't move, ma'ayan can move. Look at the point out, according to Bir HaGra and the Rivash, there really aren't two different differences. There's one difference. The one difference is, mikvah requires 40 sa'ah. Just, if the mikvah water is moving, it's zoklin, it's not 40 sa'ah. But it's not really two separate differences. There's one difference. Mikvah requires 40 sa'ah, it moves, that's where it's up. For the first mahalik, there's really two different chilukim. 40 sa'ah, that's one chiluk. Second chiluk is going to be, it can't move. I'll make a quick point in brackets. With this point, great, not to worry about it at all. You know, maybe clarity-wise so far, one, two, and... Okay. One interesting thing is that if you hold that they're really the same psul, I hold like the Bir HaGra, I hold like the Rivash, there's really one psul called, it's not 40 sa'ah, so lechora, both of them have to either be Doraisa or both of them have to be Drabanan. But you can't be mechalik between them, lechora, because they're all really the same psul. If I understand there's two different, one, it has to be 40 sa'ah. Two, the water can't move. It is possible to be mechalik between them. Maybe the requirement of 40 sa'ah, that's only a psul d'rabbanan, that you require 40 sa'ah for a mikvah. Some shouldn't hold that. But maybe the ma'ayan, the fact that the mikvah if it moves, maybe that's a psul d'oraisa. So relationship between them is certainly part of it. Certainly part of it. Yeah. Yeah. I think so. No, they're also it's about defining a mikvah, but technically it's not all about 40 sa, meaning it's still different. They're both defining what makes a mikvah, but it's two different details. For the Bir HaGra and the Rivash, it's the same halakha of 40 sa. Now, where is there an interesting nafka mina? Yeah. So the assumption is no. I'm not a Matzias person, but I'm going to go with the Rishonim. The assumption is no. On that note, there is another, yeah. Probably relates to the word of the mix and mikvah meaning kuva v'kaima, which is for him, he adds that kinet about darko b'kaim. We'll see why that may matter in the case of a wave. This is where it comes up a little bit. We'll talk about that hopefully either next week or in 2 weeks. Next nafkamina is as follows. Or next issue is as follows. What if it's zochlin, but it's what's called zechila she'ena nikeres? As an example, Rav Sternbach in a tshuva, in Tshuvas van Hagos, I think it's in the first chelak, had the following shaila. Someone said, you know, we marked the water to see if the water's moving at all. So we labeled, we checked. I don't know how you do this. I'm not a Matzias person, but you can, and you'll relax. It can happen. You mark the water a little bit, and he says the exact size of the water. How much was there? He said we checked 24 hours later, and we saw there was a small amount of water that was missing. If a small amount of water was missing, and no one was like Tovel in the mikvah that took it out, it must be that there's Zochlin. It must be that there's water which on some levels moving. So it looks like the person who asked the Shaila thought that to be a real problem of Zochlin. So the first thing of Sternbach says is, that's not called Zechila HaNikeres. The fact that for 24 hours it drops a little bit, it's not called Zechila HaNikeres. Rather, that's what's called in Halacha, Zechila She'ena Nikeres. That's called Zechila She'ena Nikeres. What is Zechila Nikeres? It's Zechila which you can't see. The Lemaisa, the Hagdara of what's called Zechila Nikeres or Eina Nikeres, so some of them point out, in some of the Achronim, in the Tshuvas, in Yitzhak Yerodeya Simon Chavbeis, seems to be a Rashba also, in Shar HaMayim Arach, which is you have to be able to look at it and really see the water on some level moving. After 24 hours, I can detect that there's less water in the mikvah. That's called Zechila She'ena Nikeres. So what's the halacha? She was in Yitzchak and others, but what's the halacha about Zechila She'ena Nikeres? What's the halacha? So the halacha is as follows. The Rashba writes that Zechila She'ena Nikeres is fine. It's kosher. There's no problem at all if it's a Zechila She'ena Nikeres. You can't tell. You can't determine it. That mikvah is entirely kosher. That's what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Yerideya. That is the more mainstream shita. And Pashtas, what we happen to hold, it may even be L'chulei Alma. The Bir HaGra points out, this is part of a longer discussion about the Gra in the Sugya of Zochlin, which unfortunately we're not going to be able to speak about. But the Gra points out, I'm not sure that's L'chulei Alma. He thinks it may be Tully in the day, as we mentioned a minute ago, about whether Zechila on top would be a problem. Says the Gra, I'm not sure L'chulei Alma that's the case. Rav Sternbach writes that they say that Reb Chaim Brisker was machmir for this. That if Zechila she'en in Nikeres, Reb Chaim wanted to be machmir. That Zechila she'en in Nikeres is going to be a problem. So if a little bit of water is coming out, maybe on some level that's going to be considered a problem. Maybe it's not going to be a din of Zochlin. So Rav Sternbach says, undoubtedly, Me'ikir Adin is totally fine. Undoubtedly, someone that's tovol in the mikvah, it's fine. But L'chadchila, it's appropriate to be machmir, if you can, for a Zechila she'en in Nikeres. Yeah. Nope, not at all, not yet. We'll do it right now for you. So, what is this machlokas? Zechila nikeres, zechila she'ena nikeres. So, a variety of achronim suggest the following explanation, more or less. This is also in the Mishnah of Aaron, Rav Aaron Cutler in Tshuvas. So, Rav Aaron Cutler in Tshuvas in Chelek Aleph. It's quoted here. Let's see if I can find the exact. In Mishnah of Aaron, Chelek Aleph, Simin Chavdalet, Osches. It's in Simin Chafeyos Aleph also. The Reb Aaron Cutler said the following Torah, as do others. We'll say it again in the general direction. If you understand that a mikvah by definition means a mikvah static, and a mikvah means darko, so a lot of the achronim assume pashtus, that's not a problem with the Chiyos and Nikeres. When we say a mikvah is static, when we say a mikvah darko is to be static, we don't mean that like there's never even a little bit of movement that may come out. We mean that in general it's an indiscernible. Look at a mikvah, it looks static. We don't mean that like darko bekach, like you measure it over a 24-hour period and a little bit comes out. Pashtus, it's not a problem at all. When we say mikvah static, we mean when you look at a mikvah, the mikvah appears to be static. In general, in halacha, I would point out, we often go based on the way things like appear in a normal sense. We don't require like the way that, you know, lo nisna torah le malachi hashares. We don't require always like that intense degree. That's why some posts can point out when it comes to like checking for bugs in vegetables, which you do have to check, because what we're going to say right now is not as sweeping as initially seems. That if there would be bugs that you could only maybe see through like intense microscopes or things like that, so the nisna torah malachi hashares, our chasuk talks about this, it could be that wouldn't be the biggest problem. Now, a lot of our bugs you could see if you just knew how to look for them, and that's why we have to check things for bugs. But at least that's, you know, sort of part of it. However, if I learn that the din of the bir hagra, that there's no chibur, there's no shear, because whenever something moves, I can't view it as coming together. So then, and they explain this for the Gra for a particular reason, but it really sounds like the Gra holds like this. So then, Yitachin, Mash'enkin l'rivash, Dichol ikar psul zechila, Eina chaloshen b'mikvah, but rather, because less like shiura. So then, Kachli im nikeres l'ayin, Kachli im nikeres l'ayin. Things that move don't add up. Things that move don't add up. So if I know it's moving, there's no tziruf for a shear. That's how many of the achronim say it out. So if I hold like the Gra, so then, even though I can't see it, it's not going to combine. It's not going to combine. It's going to be a problem. But if I understand that it's about a chaloshei mikvah static, so lemaisa, from our perspective, this is still called static. Now, there are many, and this all the chronim are familiar with. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, and for many poskim, it seems like there is, in fact, no machlokas. Seems like everybody agrees Zechila she'en yikeres is really fine. Seems like everyone agrees it's really fine. Why would you argue that everyone agrees it's really fine? Because of the following svarah. What would you say? Zechila she'en yikeres, it just doesn't register al pi din. It just doesn't register al pi din. And therefore, there's no problem as far as mikvah being kavua for kaima, mikvah set and established. It is set and established. But if you measure it and moves over a 24-hour period, it's set and established. The bir hagra, there's no tziruf. There's no tziruf if it's moving. This is not really called moving. It's not called moving. Zechila she'en nikeres does not register in halacha. Or say it a little bit differently, the problem with Zochlin is it's not permanent enough to register as a shear of our ba'am sa'ah. So when it's really moving, it's not permanent enough to collect, to be called our bamsa. But when it's fundamentally static, just it happens to move a little bit over a 24-hour period, or my eye can't even see it, that is permanent enough to be called non-zochlin, and such a mikvah would be kosher. That's why Me'ikir Adin, even if Shulchan Aruch quotes two deyas about the first case, water on top of Zochlin. By the way, this everyone agrees is okay. Whatever side you hold in the Chakira, you may hold it's okay. The Bir HaGra himself may have been Machmir. The Bir HaGra may have said, I'm not sure if that's true. Could be if it moves a little bit, it's still considered to be a problem. So we spoke tonight about a very, very important discussion. We spoke about the din of Zochlin. A mikvah has to be Eshborin, has to be static. Can't be Zochlin, it can't be moving. Is it a Psul D'Oraisa or Psul D'Rabbanan? Pashtus, we hold halakha l'maisa, it's a psul d'oraisa, which means shaila is about Zochlin in general. We're not going to be able to say, maybe it's only d'rabbanan, some of d'rabbanan l'kulas, chazanish. We're going to say Zochlin's a problem, even d'oraisa. Chasam sofer, b'kivi eger, maybe. The Mordechai, it's only psul d'rabbanan. What's the problem? Either it's the definition of mikvah, water is static, or no, the water is fine, and the mikvah need not be static. But if it's moving, you have a chisaron of no arba'im sa'a. Two machlok to be shown that kind. Number one, what if our bomb's on the bottom and Zochlin on top? Number two, what if it's a zechila she'ina nikeres? And we saw an important chakira. It can play out in different ways. This is a very, very important sugya. Probably next week, if it's okay with you, we'll speak a little bit about, maybe it's a couple of weeks, 1 week about waves. It's a very famous Reb Chaim on the Rambam, very famous in the world of the status of waves in mikvahs. It's a very famous Reb Chaim. That's that. And we'll speak about the status of oceans and things like that, you know, which is part of that discussion. And then we'll speak at some point about whether Mayan's okay, but we're going to go through it. The goal by the end, again, is that we really understand a little bit about the construction of a mikvah, and then maybe we'll be able to understand better about how we build mikvahs to overcome some of the potential psulim that we are going to be mentioning.